Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All righty. Welcome back to the David Bellavia Show. We are the financial guys, Mike Spiraza, Mike Lomas in studio today for the great David Bellavia. Mike, I have a lot of good clips that I want to get to. I know you love clips on our radio show on Saturday, so we'll do some clips today. I want to start, though, with the great gambling saga that we have in America right now, where we'll get to some of the reaction and some people that are angry, like Stephen A. Smith, that Trump and his FBI are going after illegal activities. I know that sounds crazy, but
La Cosa Nostra. I thought that was all done.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was like a 90s thing.
No.
They're still around.
They're still around.
Alive. Still running. Still rolling.
The mafia is underground and still alive. So for those that don't know this story, a couple NBA players, a former NBA player, a current NBA player, and a current head coach in the NBA were arrested yesterday for different things. One, the coach was arrested for essentially showing up as like a card, they called it a poker card, where he would bring people to play in poker tournaments, at underground poker tournaments. And come to find out, the mafia was running those, and underneath the tables, there was some things that they could see, cards. And
very advanced technology.
Very advanced technology.
Crazy.
Yeah. To rip people off, essentially. So that was one thing. Another one was the NBA player essentially taking himself out of games so people could bet the under.
It just always blows my mind to think people are at that level.
Yeah.
And you're that stupid.
Yeah.
Like, there's accidents and things that happen and you're, you know, businesses, but like when you're like, what is wrong with you to be at that level, making that kind of money, having that kind of influence?
Mike, that guy, the NBA guy, is $26 million a year salary.
$26 million.
And that's in Miami, I believe he is, to play basketball.
Yeah. Now, did he not know? I mean, innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
Okay, but if they knew all about this and they were just a part of the scam, I mean, what scum?
So he's been under investigation. Terry Rozier is his name for the Miami Heat. He's been under investigation for 2 years now by the NBA and the FBI, I believe. Mm.
That makes you start to wonder about all kinds of sports, right?
Right. I mean,
this NBA player, he's taking himself out of the game. What they're doing is they were betting the under on his statistics.
On his points or whatever.
So he's going to score 20 points. Yep. He's going to have 10 assists and 5 rebounds, and he takes himself out personally.
Happens to have an ankle injury at the 18th point.
Unreal. Unreal.
Yeah, and to your point, Mike, the reason this is a big deal is this was always the fear with legalized gambling, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, what sports is it being involved in? Because I can assure you this, I'm sure it's not just the NBA, by the way. I'm sure it's other sports too.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to start, Mike, with the reaction to this. Now, the guys on Inside the NBA did a great job yesterday discussing it. Shaq and Charles Barkley, they're like, how do you even let this happen?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you is what their take was. But then there's another person, Mike, that had a take on this. He goes by the name of Stephen A. Smith. For those that don't know Stephen A. Smith, he's been an ESPN guy for years. And the rumor is that he will be potentially running for president in 2028. So this is his take. Yeah, right. His take, and I got to be careful because I don't know that he swears on this, but we'll play maybe after the break. But what he starts saying is they're going after athletes now, and he's been calling it for months, he said. Now the Trump administration is going after WNBA players, and they're going after the NBA and athletes. And like I said, I don't want to play it over the air because I don't know.
Going after WNBA players. Yeah. Does anybody watch that? Like,
no.
It's so funny. All the people that defend it, they're still not even bright enough to like actually do some research and figure out who's playing. You see all those clips are like, oh, really? The WNBA should be making as much as the NBA? No problem. Yeah. Which ones do you like? Yeah. Oh, what player is your favorite? Oh, I don't
know. Name five teams in the WNBA. Name five teams, right? Yeah. I know one player in the WNBA, and she's Caitlin Clark, but that's not all I know.
And by the way, it doesn't mean that that league's not going to work and grow. And Caitlin Clark was a great example of that. You know, I got into watching her, and it got me into watching more girls' basketball her senior year than boys.
Right.
And it was hard not to watch her. Because she was a great athlete and because she was a shooter. I like shooters, so it's like she was, you know, she's throwing them up from 2-3 foot behind the 3-point line. And I love that stuff, right? So she was like the league is at a point where it could start to tick off. People want to see, and you know, the NBA needed that too. It's not just about women and men. You know, the NBA was sort of like, and then it was Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and Larry Bird and the three of them and the rivalries. And it was hard. It's funny, like even people that weren't into basketball started watching basketball because of Michael Jordan.
Right.
Same thing with women's basketball and women's college basketball. People weren't into it, but Caitlin Clark was one of those Michael Jordan type of figures where it's just something cool. There was something cool about Michael Jordan. The argument always is, who's the best NBA player ever? And I'm like, it's Michael Jordan. Right. You know why? Because he's the coolest dude I've ever seen play basketball. Like everything the guy did was cool.
He was must see TV. I mean,
he was gum.
Yeah.
He would wear he would wear a knee brace.
Yeah.
Those kids wearing knee braces, they had knee problems.
Right.
Like, well, everything the guy did was just so cool. Right.
And that's the argument again, Trump going after the WNBA. And I'm just going to make a point, you know, the WNBA is essentially subsidized by the NBA, right? So they're a league because the NBA pays for it. Number one. Number two, it was the argument that we had during the World Cup years ago for soccer. The girls wanted to get paid as much as the men.
Yeah.
Then they went and did the research on the total revenue brought in by the men's World Cup compared to the women's World Cup. I'm making up numbers, but it was like the women's World Cup brought in $100 million. The men brought in $5 billion. Yeah. Like that's why there's certain advertisements and investment because it's there. But this argument Stephen A. Smith makes, and to go back to that for a second, he's saying, Mike, Trump is now targeting athletes, and this is just the beginning.
What a dumb thing to say.
Like, so let me get this straight.
A dumb thing to say.
If you want to go after Joe Schmo, who is illegally gambling and getting into, or use our business, the financial world. Yeah. If you go after somebody because they know of things and they're insider trading, essentially, you can do that because they're part of a financial firm. But if you're getting inside information and they're athletes, hands off, can't go after them. I mean, it's the dumbest argument I've ever heard.
Zero common sense.
Zero.
It'd be one thing if we said, Trump came out and said he wants to tax athletes at a higher level.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Well, that's a fair argument. You're trying to attack these people and take more of their money that they've earned. I get that. But you're talking about illegal gambling activities.
With the mafia.
And there's so much money. You know, when you talk about so many sports teams, it's not just about what they pay. I mean, the taxpayers are going to be on the hook for, what, $2 billion for the stadium?
Yeah, now it doesn't go up anymore.
There's a big vested interest in communities in these teams. And when you're finding out that the outcomes might not be exactly what you think because some guy making $26 million needed to make an extra, you know, $500,000 doing something stupid. It just, man, really makes you wonder, like, how could anybody be that dumb?
Yeah, and again, you're talking about illegal activity, some involving the mafia. I mean, Mike, I can't I can't wrap my head around why that's like me getting mad as an Italian guy of Trump going after the mafia because they're Italian and I'm Italian. Like, no, like, you know, it's a legal activity. Go fix it and take care of it. Yeah. And honestly, Mike, to your point, I didn't even think about it that way. It's a great point. These sports teams run cities for the most part. When you talk about it, I mean, the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres are everything to Buffalo.
Right.
And if I ever found out that Josh Allen took himself out of a game or threw extra interceptions to make $500,000 over the course of the season, I'd be sick about it. It would be over.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big deal. And again, but Stephen A. Smith is doing this for one reason and one reason only. And I truly believe he will run for president at some point.
Well, that's a dumb way to do it.
Yeah.
Is that really dumb?
Yeah.
Let me show you how stupid I am. I'd like to run for president.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't go after athletes.
Yeah.
He also, Mike, Stephen A. Smith, speaking of Stephen A. Smith, said recently.
And I think Stephen has, in the past, he said some smart stuff.
He has.
Guys, yeah, he's like, I know it's sports, but then he'll get a little bit into politics. And from what I remember and from what I understand of him, he's pretty well spoken and he's been smart. I don't get it.
Well, he once, Mike, was a moderate Democrat, is how what his beliefs were. And then he comes out yesterday, and now he's saying that Jasmine Crockett's a really bright girl, and he's been wrong about her. Jasmine Crockett is one of the dumbest politicians that America's ever had.
Yeah.
And that's not my opinion. It's a fact, right? She started her political career with one accent. She has a different accent now.
Right.
That's for starters. That doesn't really happen just over the course of 2 years.
Hillary
was good at it, too.
Yeah, she was a master at it.
Elizabeth Warren is apparently Native American. So things do change, I guess, over time.
Yeah, when you're a Democrat, you just move with wherever you're going to try to get elected in. Yeah.
Yeah. Kathy Hochul's a good example of that, Mike. If we want to jump into Kathy Hochul's new bright idea.
The inflation checks?
Inflation checks.
Yeah, so, I think they're already in the mail, right?
They're in the mail. Yeah, people have got them.
So to fight inflation, let me let you in a little secret, guys. Yeah. We manage almost $2 billion here in Western New York, $2 billion. So I've got a little bit of research and a little bit of, years underneath me.
Knowledge, yeah.
There's only one reason we have inflation, ever. And that is the government puts in too much money into the economy, right? There's too much money chasing too few dollars. So if you want to, quote, fight inflation, the worst thing you could do is put in more government stimulus money, right? Yeah. But what you can do to fight inflation is give people movers and shakers, people that actually build businesses, you can give them a tax cut. And why would you do that? Well, but by the way, if you believe in giving people back their own money, you should do it permanently, right? Forget about a refund like this, $400 or whatever. If you really believe, because clearly you think that they need more of their, quote, own money, what they should be focused on is cutting expenses and then cutting taxes. But if you really want to fight inflation, you get competition together, right? Yeah. We want to lower housing prices. Well, you need more home builders here. You need more developers, right? You need more people taking risk because they're going to compete for lower prices. If there's one person selling widgets or there's 50 people selling widgets, the 50 people are going to compete and drive the prices down, right? Instead, by the way, these idiots are doing the opposite. With this gas, I think Tim Wenger was filling in before. I mean, I can't think of a dumber thing to do in New York State right now than to not build buildings with gas.
Not right now, forever. We have winter storms here.
First of all, we don't have the capacity to go to electric. So we don't have the capacity. Even if we didn't have winter storms, if everybody moves from gas to electric, first of all, your electric bills are going to be a disaster. They're already starting to go up, right? Yeah. People are already complaining.
Changing the meters.
My favorite is the dummy Dems that can't figure out. Like, I don't know why the electric bills are going up. Oh, I me neither. Me neither. Yeah. No, we don't know. We don't have any clue. We're going to look into it. You know what you need is a commission. Why don't you do that? Build some kind of a team to give them pensions to look into it, because that's what you're good at. So we don't have the infrastructure. We don't have the grid. You can't go there. I mean, it's one thing to say, okay, we're going to add in electric and we're going to give some tax incentives to do that. Okay, very different than saying we're not building any more buildings with there's going to be a total mess, an absolute mess. You couple that with, the communists that's now, going to be the mayor of New York City.
That's happening, by the way.
And then, by the way, couple that all, and then, let's add on the massive amount of debt that we have in this state, right? Yeah. And we're just kicking debt down the road. It's going to end up as a disaster. Now, by the way, a disaster for New York, that doesn't mean it's a disaster for the country, right? I mean, they're these Democrats are the greatest real estate agents for places like Florida, Texas, Carolina. You know, you'll be great down there. You'll be great. You'll be great. Oh, and by the way, the people moving to Florida, Texas, those are the red conservative thinking people.
Also,
those are the ones paying the taxes, paying the bills, taking the risk to open up new jobs and new companies and adding on jobs. And by the way, they'll be paying the taxes down there and not here.
And to your point, Mike, about this inflation refund check idea. So we did this during COVID, if people remember. We just gave money out in checks during COVID because people couldn't work or whatever it was. Now, here's the biggest problem. I said this during COVID. I'm going to say it again.
Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, no, it was. No, it was.
Fun. Let's make sure we include them all in the stupidity of that.
But again, Mike, just to your point, you've been in business a while. You learn, you make mistakes, and you fix those mistakes in business. That's how it works. We do the opposite in politics. We make mistakes, and we keep making the same mistakes.
Yeah, it's other people's money. It's other people's money. It's easy to do that, right? It's not my money. It's other people's money.
For those out there that don't know about this, so what they're doing is that it depends on income. So I hate to say it, Mike. I don't know that some of us are going to get this break, but maybe we will. I don't know. What they've done here is if you're married, filed jointly, you can get up to $400. If you're single, you can get $200. Now, let me ask you a question, Mike. What is $200 or $400 in one payment check going to do for anybody? I'll give you the answer. Nothing.
No.
Right? And now what does that cost New York State to send out money? Not only just the cost of the checks, but the mail, the processing, all those different things. It's going to be hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars going out the door.
Trying to buy votes. That's what they're
doing. Exactly. And we're not getting any benefit from this. If you think about it, you're not getting any benefit on $200 or $400 long term.
No.
And we're sending this money out in a state that's already broke.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It's not like we're in Florida and we have a surplus. No. We don't have anything here.
No.
We're at a major deficit.
We're in debt. Yeah, I had some of the statistics here.
Yeah, what do you got?
I'll find them. Let's see here. Growing budget gaps. The New York State Comptroller's Office projects a cumulative three-year budget gap of $34.3 billion through fiscal year 2029.
I'm sure those checks will bring it down, Mike.
Yes.
It'll come down.
So rapid growth in spending on Medicaid and school aid is driving up the state budget. Oh, by the way, add to that the stupid electric buses and the garages that are going to cost millions of dollars to refurbish. These two categories alone, so Medicaid and school aid alone, are expected to account for over half of all the general fund spending by fiscal 2027-28. State-supported debt is projected to grow by over 70% in the next 5 years.
That's not great.
Approaching the state's self-imposed debt limit, this could force future capital projects to be delayed. So get ready, by the way. What that means is when you see things like could force future capital projects, means the roads, the bridges, the garbage that the Democrats say, that's what we have, roads and bridges. That won't get fixed.
No.
That won't get fixed. No. So when your bridge, when you're driving around your community and you're, a 16th of a mile turns into 5 miles because four bridges are down.
Yeah.
Thank a Democrat.
Or your car gets destroyed because you hit the 6-foot pothole in the middle of the road, too.
Yeah, and they got no money left to fix it, up against the debt limit. I mean, it's really unreal. It's really, truly unreal to think that we elect people this dumb to be able to continue to make a mess out of this state.
And I'm going to tease that, Mike, because...
Oh, by the way, you're couple that with... more and more people leaving that are actually paying the bills, right?
Yep.
And none of these people are bright enough to see that.
No.
Andrew Cuomo's getting it now. It's like, where were you, Andrew? Yep. Where were you, by the way? Years ago when guys like us were saying, hey, you can't keep kicking this. You can't, they're leaving. Your revenue's going down because the people paying the bills are leaving. Now they've left. And we'll talk more about this, by the way. There's some watchdog groups that have raided New York State, New York City. It's a real, real mess.
And I want to tease that too, because I want people to understand the true magnitude of what's about to happen in New York City too, because we think we got it bad right now. Wait till socialism hits New York City, or even communism hits New York City, because that is coming. So we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. If you want to join us, again, we are the Financial Guys hosting the show today for David Bellavia. 716-803-0930. Star 930 is the text line, Mike, or is that a call line too?
No, it's star 930 is the text
line.
Yep.
And then 1-800-616-9236.
And don't wait to the end of the show, folks. Yeah. I say this every time we're on, and the phone lines light up at the end. 1-800-616-9236, 803-0930. Hop on now.
And I will tease, too, we're going to have an expert in our office join us because it's craziness in the Medicare world right now for those 65 and older or turning 65. A lot of craziness going on there. We'll talk about that. That, by the way, Mike, is another brilliant decision by people like Joe Biden and why Medicare now is, I'll call it upside down. When you give away free stuff and you try to give Medicare for all and illegal aliens things, it tends to be expensive and you can't keep up with it. So we'll talk about that with Brian Farrakhan.
Funny how free stuff isn't free.
No, it doesn't tend to be free.
It becomes really expensive. Yeah. I always say that with like financial advisor relationships. Yep. I'm like, people come in, they're like, oh, I'm not paying anything. I'm like, wow, it's amazing. They send you those statements for free.
Yeah. Like, very interesting.
Yeah. Those are some of the most expensive relationships. Yes. I don't see it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's very interesting how that works. I'm still looking for my money tree. I haven't found it yet, but I think, maybe the Clintons will help me out with that one day where the money tree comes from. So
yeah, they're worried about the White House. We can talk.
Yes. We'll talk about that too. That's a big one too, the White House. So folks, stay with
big
us.
Big problem.
Yeah. God forbid you make something nicer. We are the Financial Guys. We are in for David Bellavia. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
All righty. Welcome back. David Bellavia Show. We are the Financial Guys. Mike Spiraza, Mike Lomas.
Great tune, man.
I was just going to say.
The greatest rock and roll band ever.
I help coach at Grand Island High School, and I love when that song plays in pregame because I enjoy that for a football game. Great song, AC/DC. I'm sorry.
Guns N' Roses.
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm losing my mind.
One of the greatest rock and roll bands.
Yes, great song.
If not the greatest.
Yes. Yeah. Welcome to the jungle.
Some of my buddies from DPU High School would argue that it was Van Halen.
Yeah.
I say Guns N' Roses.
I mentioned AC/DC, and I meant to say Guns N' Roses. I do love AC/DC, too. I do love some Thunderstruck and other things. But
in our office, we have a chair. We bought for charity a guitar. All the members of AC/DC signed it.
So. Three guitars over there.
Yeah, Robbie Takacs' group.
Yes.
And, raising money for kids to buy instruments, which I think is awesome. So music is art. Yep.
Do we still have that caller or no before we get an exit? He just dropped. Okay. Well, I know that I believe it was Rick from Grand Island. If you want to call back, feel free.
Yeah, we'll get you right up. 803-0930-930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. And hop on now. Please don't wait till the end. 803-0930. 9:30, always an open mic session. So I know we, you know, tend to, we don't get to do a show every day. So when we do, we're like a little flaky and all over the place. Yeah. And
that's, we'll jump around. That's for sure. We'll jump around.
That's another good song from the 90s.
Jump Around, a House of Pain there.
Every time I hear that song, isn't it cool how music like takes you back? And like every time I hear that song, it reminds me of my junior year in high school, where a bunch of buddies went down to Myrtle Beach, and it was up and down the strip, all jump around. That was that's a great song.
All right, Mike, we were talking before the break. Let's jump back into that topic about New York handing out more money again. Money that, again, to reiterate, we don't have.
No, we borrow. We're borrowing from the future.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be fine, though.
Yes. The future will pay us back, I promise. We won't pay it back. It will pay us back.
Never ends up bad when you take out massive amounts of debt and you can't afford it.
Yeah.
Never ends up bad.
No, never has that ever happened in history.
No, all good. No. All good.
It's like when you overspend in your household, Mike. It just works itself out. Even if you're $150,000 in debt, it works. It'll come back.
Credit cards, high interest rates, all good.
Comes back to you.
All good.
So New York is handing out inflation checks or inflation reduction checks. I don't know what they're calling them here, but up to $400. You know, Mike, and this brings up the topic of now, you know, how we're going to fix New York City. It's a very simple solution for Mr. Mamdani. We're just going to, not pay for anything and open up,
free groceries.
Grocery stores. That's good.
They're going to be so efficient. And that's never happened before in the entire history of the world where a government agency has run anything like a grocery store successful.
Yeah.
But this time, it'll be good.
Because it's in the biggest city in the world, Mike. It'll work there.
Yeah. Look at the crack pipes that they put in the vending machines didn't work out like they thought.
No.
But these grocery stores will be.
This will be the one. Yeah. You know, and then, free transit too, Mike. I've talked about this on a radio show last weekend. Free transit's going to work, Mike. And why it's going to work is because if you give away free bus rides, bus drivers won't get injured anymore by unruly people on the buses.
Yeah, the people paying, those are bad people. Yeah. But if you allow anybody on the bus for free.
Yes.
Definitely become safer and you get a higher type of quality, higher character type of person.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. It's not the criminal or punishing the criminal, Mike. It's like the subways. If they make subways free, I'm sure nobody will get thrown in front of them either.
I get it. It's a lot like allowing the rapist to just walk out on cash house bail.
Yeah.
If you do that, they're probably not going to rape again.
Yes. Yeah. And like I said, make the subways free too while you're at it. Then hopefully people won't get thrown in front of them in the subway terminals. So that's the next thing I think we should do. And maybe while we're at it, make flying across the country free so people don't yell and scream on planes anymore either.
Yeah.
Make mortgages free so you don't get mad when you have to pay your mortgage every month. I mean, these ideas, this is what they're doing, right? And these are some of his ideas. He also wants to decriminalize crime, Mike, like brothels.
Oh, yeah. No, that's right. If you let prostitutes do more prostitution, you'll have less... drugs and it'll be fine. It'll be great. The city's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's going to be great.
I get it. I mean, nothing says I want to visit New York City like, legal prostitution.
Right. Or legal drug use.
Yeah.
That's exactly
the crowd that you want to attract
for
high tourism and high dollars. Yep.
To America's greatest city. Again, I want to mention that to everybody.
I mean, those people, you got to imagine if you're going to New York City to do some drugs and get a prostitute, probably going to visit, Wall Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably going to, go out for a nice steak and,
buy some hot dogs from the vendors out there. Yeah. It's the full experience.
Shopping. It'll be holiday shopping like you've never seen before.
Yeah. It's all good things. Now we'll come back to reality for a second. We were just in fantasy land for the first 5 minutes of the segment, but in reality, Mike, I don't know how, people in Buffalo or Rochester or Albany or Syracuse, name another place in New York, we're not immune from the damage of what's going to happen when a guy like Mamdani gets into power.
Yeah.
New York is our biggest city. New York is a big deal for the state of New York. And when that city crumbles, it's going to, the snowball is going to turn into an avalanche, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Short term might not be bad for places like Rochester
or
Buffalo, right? I mean, you'll see like COVID. It sent people, you know, not only from New York City to Florida, New York City to Carolina, but it sent some people here, right? They just weren't going to live in the city. And so in the short term, but yeah, the biggest city, it's going to be a disaster for the state itself.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, we'll be up against the debt limit. There'll be, you know, it's to be the red green budget where they'll be shutting down the parks and, you know, the welfare will continue to go. That'll be priority number one.
Right.
Asking people to get a job, that still won't happen.
Right.
But, you know, fixing your roads and bridges, good luck.
Yeah. And I think that's, again, why, you know, New Yorkers, and I know a lot of our listeners, Mike, we say this all the time, we have some intelligent listeners, but for those family and friends of yours out there that don't understand the actual process of how money works and debt works and, you know, taxes work and budgets work, this is going to be a domino to fall in New York and not a good one, right? Yeah. Like you've been saying it for, I don't know how long, but bankruptcy has to happen at some point. Like you can't just keep printing money or asking for the federal government to bail you out.
Yeah.
Without any change.
Yeah.
There's no change.
And federal government, the same deal, right? Yeah. You know, Warren Buffett years ago said, oh, don't worry about the debt. Like, okay, well, come on. Like this is the same guy that says, I only buy companies with low debt and great balance sheets. And like, okay. I mean, listen to yourself. You know, have a little bit of common sense. Got to live within your means. And, you know, if you can't have Cadillac health insurance, you can't give it away for free. You can't, right? A lot of people that, you know, are you know, abusing these systems and, you know, can very easily afford some of this money in their, and, you know, we're broke. Like, it'd be nice to give away everything.
And now they're mad. Mike, worse is now they're mad they might have to work 20 hours a week to get health care.
Yeah.
Like,
it would be nice to have everything for free. It would be nice to wake up in this, you know, beautiful paradise where, you know, your refrigerator is full of food and your coffee maker is working in the morning and the lights are on and everything's for free and it's all good. But that's just not reality.
I'm a football guy, Mike. I know you love the NFL and football too. Mm. I wish I could sit on my butt every day of the week and watch football and never have to actually do anything and just watch football, maybe have some beers, some nice steaks on the grill or something, you know, something like
and
that.
And they're there.
And they're there. Cooked. Yeah,
like somebody else cooks them
yeah,
for you.
Yeah.
The grill is rolling.
Yeah. A live-in housekeeper that cleans up my daughter's clothes that she'll take off and leave in the middle of the family room.
Maybe even you get an illegal.
Yeah. Wadonda, maybe. Wadonda loves to cook, as they told
loves
us.
Loves to cook.
You know, that all sounds great in theory, but it's not reality. And again, I bring this up to New Yorkers because this is coming to us. The tax burden and the like you brought up, streets and bridges and whatever it is, it's all going to fall apart because you can't. And by the way, Mike, you talk at the federal level. We're borrowing money from our enemies like China.
Yeah.
Right. Like that's not a good solution.
Yeah. Well, most of a lot of our debt is us. Right. Like, you know, we buy our debt. We buy government bonds, your pensions, your 401k plans, all that stuff. You've got to live within your means.
Right.
It's just simple, right? You would never run a successful household by spending massive amounts of money you don't have. And it's the same thing is true for government. What's amazing to me is we're at a point where the givers, the people that are the producers have left. They've left New York. They continue to leave New York. For those of you that say, no, it's not. Every single day we talk to people, every single day at the Financial Guys about money management. And I can tell you one of the biggest things is, guys, if I go to Florida, I'm planning on leaving for Florida in 3 years, 6 years. I'm planning to leave in Carolina for 3 years, 5 years. Are you licensed down there?
Yeah.
If I move to Texas, can I still work with you? It's the number one question we get. So not only have these people already relocated to places like Florida, i.e. 23 million people down there now, the flow is going to continue, and it's going to continue really aggressively. And it's not the people abusing the system. It's not the people on welfare waiting for the free handouts. It's the producers.
Yeah.
That's a scary situation for New York. And then you couple it with even more stupidity of, let's make sure we don't have any new buildings with gas.
Yeah.
Well, let's make sure we get the new stadium in, by the way, before that.
With gas. So,
yeah.
Fully powered on gas.
Kathy's signature stadium is just fine with a heated field by gas.
And by the way, you know, let's look at the electric, you know, history, Mike, of California did this, right, with the electric cars and powered stations and electric everywhere. And there were brownouts all over the place. Like you couldn't charge your vehicle.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. Mike, I want to bring up this debt too, just foreign owners of U.S. debt. I mean, there are trillions of dollars that we owe other countries. And I bring this up only because if you see these numbers and you're a logical person, I'm just going to use an example, over $1 trillion to Japan, almost $1 trillion to China, $750 billion to the UK. When you look at these numbers to other countries, if I'm looking at this as a logical politician, I'm like, wait a minute. So now we're trillions in debt to other countries. Not only that, we're trillions in debt to ourselves.
Don't need to be, by the way.
Don't need to be.
We make massive amounts of money. It's like somebody coming in and financial guys and saying, I make $400,000 a year and I just can't figure out a way to, you know, get my life together.
Yeah. Like I'm spending a million.
Yeah, we can do that, right? Yeah. Okay, you've got tons of cash flow coming in. We should be able to put together a budget and a plan and figure out a game plan so you're, you know, not spending as much as you make, right? US is very, very productive, very cash flow rich. We just spend and the politicians have said it. Democrats have said, hey, look, it's just a matter, we just don't have it all. Right. Like that's what we've got plenty of money.
Yeah.
We just don't have it. The government.
Right.
Yeah.
And in this example, so you're, you know, in just those three countries alone, you're over $2.5 trillion in debt to other nations. Maybe we could start by looking at what we're spending at home, to your point, Mike. Like, you know, let's not invite illegals in for free healthcare.
Yeah.
And by the way, some of these illegals, as we saw again, thanks to Gavin Newsom in California, another truck driver just killed three people, Mike, by an illegal that shouldn't be here.
The stats are showing out of the folks that we've rounded up, and this is crazy. So the first 60,000 folks that the ICE agents have rounded up, it's 37% of them have some kind of a felony type of record, and then 24% of them actually have a pending record, meaning that they were in trouble in Venezuela and snuck out before they were able. Right. And it's crazy.
It's nuts.
Just crazy. And I would challenge every single one of you, Democrats, to move into a neighborhood where you knew 50% of your neighbors either had a felony record or a pending record.
Right.
And none of them would. None of them would say, oh, yeah, that sounds like a great community to me. I can't wait to sign.
And these aren't criminals that, by the way, stole a loaf of bread because their family was hungry.
Yeah.
You know, rapists, murderers, people that assault people, that type of thing.
Yeah. Let's go to Gary.
Gary Dixon joining us, West Seneca Town Supervisor. Gary, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Gary.
Hey. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you got it.
What's going on?
I just wanted to comment that, you know, it's very frustrating for us at the municipal level.
I can only imagine. Yeah. I always say, I wonder how you guys show up sober, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, we are as fiscally responsible as humanly possible, given this is New York. And you know, the county, or especially the state, can blow it up in an instant. Especially with retirement, I don't know if you know, one of the candidates for comptroller, state comptroller, he wants to use some of the retirement funds for social purposes.
Oh,
for
sure,
like green energy or something.
I was going to say, define social purposes.
Yeah, for sure.
What is that?
Oh, 100%. See, they're out of money. So now you got to go, you know. Well, Obama did that, by the way. Obama used the G fund, the government bond fund, as leverage to be able to increase the debt. They said, you can't increase the debt limit because you don't have enough money to back it. And he said, well, we've got this G fund here. Now that's actually people's retirement money. That's people, their own money that they put in. And he used that to increase the leverage to be able to borrow against it, which means that if they default, the G fund, the investor's money is up for grabs. Ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah, we're caught between a rock and a hard place, and it's just this constant misspending and no accountability, especially in Albany, that is just ruining this state.
Yeah, they do everything, Gary. They make up the rules for driving in New York City, even though they don't own cars.
Yeah,
right. It's a joke. Absolute joke.
Gary, you're obviously from our area here in Western New York. What are your thoughts about this Zoran Mamdani and the fact that he is very likely at this point to win in New York City as the mayor? I mean, what does that look like to people in your position?
I mean, it's like they're living in fantasy land. You know, you can't have... I saw someone who said, free buses save, we spent, $1 trillion or $1 billion on Tesla and free buses only cost $700 million. Yeah, but that's $700 million every single year. Tesla was one time. I mean, they don't even know right. how, you know, basic math. It's
Not to cut you off, Gary, but did you hear the reasoning behind that? They want free buses because it'll be safer for the bus driver.
Perhaps if they enforce the laws, perhaps if they had more cops, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big perhaps, though, Gary. Yeah. That's a big perhaps. Yeah.
Zero is going to be safer for the bus driver.
and this is, Gary, to that point, though, this is the same guy that's going out on the, I want to decriminalize crime. I mean, so you can't have it both ways. You got to pick one or the other. Would you agree?
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Bail reform has been a disaster. Car thefts are through the roof. It's demoralizing for our cops because they arrest someone, and before they're done with the paperwork, they're back out on the street.
Yep. Oh, it's so sad. I mean, to be a police officer, think about, I can't tell you the stories I've heard, you know, being able to do radio and in this position of police officers that grandpa was a police officer. Mm-hmm. The son, daughter was a police officer, and now they're having children, and what they're telling their kids is, please don't get into law enforcement. Yeah. And it used to be like, wow, my grandpa was a police officer, my dad or my mom was a police officer.
Family tradition.
I'm going to be a police officer or a correctional officer, and we're at that point where it's like, it's just not worth the risk in New York, you know? Now, that's not the case in places like, obviously, Florida, where they're at a 50-year low in crime because the Democrats aren't bright enough to be able to look at that state and say, what are they doing? Oh, they're actually putting criminals in jail. Yeah. Hey, Gary, we got to let you go, buddy. I really appreciate you tuning in, and keep up the fight. I know it's not easy working at the town level. You guys, we hand our money to New York and then beg for it back.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Gary. Yeah, maybe one day, Mike, they'll figure it out. I don't have high hopes. Yeah.
Cool. I remember talking to some attorneys about you know, the names, they were, you know, the ridiculous, they wanted to get rid of the names. And
like the Chiefs, Iroquois?
Yeah, Iroquois Chiefs is an example, right? And the attorney said, real smart guy said, we could probably win it, but I don't know if you want to. I said, what do you mean by that? He goes, well, if we win it, then New York State's just going to defund your school, right? So then your taxes go up, and everybody in the town that was happy that you fought to keep the name is now unhappy because taxes are going up because that's how they get you. Like,
yeah. And again, we're talking about the name Chief. Like, that's some bad thing.
Ridiculous. Watch and see. Mark my words. If God keeps me here long enough, we'll be doing radio shows 20 years from now where the Democrats are fighting to bring those names back.
Right.
To honor the Chiefs.
Then, on top of it, being like, this is what Republicans did to us. You see?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
We need that Washington Redskins name back. Yeah. It's not fair.
Yeah, the Republicans took it from you. Yeah. All right, folks, if you want to join us, 716-803-0930, excuse me, 1-800-616-9236. Text us *930 on cell phone. We will be right back here on the I almost said Financial Guys. We'll be right back here on the David Bellavia Show. There we go. I've got to get used to this here. We'll be right back, folks. Thanks.
I know.
All righty. Welcome back, David Bellavia Show. We are the Financial Guys sitting in for the great David Bellavia today. Mike Sparazza, Mike Lomas in studio. We have a special guest. We promised some Medicare conversation here in the second hour.
It's just been such a mess. I thought it was if we could grab somebody from our Medicare team.
Yes.
I literally have never seen so many people in our office at one time over the last 2 to 3 weeks. There must have been 30 people in the waiting room the other day.
It's been a whirlwind these past couple of weeks. It really has, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of changes, right? I mean, and we've said that in the past, like, oh, yeah, change it. I mean, this year it's been something that the area has probably never seen.
Well, I think some of it's not even changes, right? It's just like they're not even available anymore.
Discontinued plans. Yeah. In the past, we've seen changes from maybe one insurance company going through maybe a hardship, or maybe they're moving things around. But this year, we're seeing it across the board. Every insurance company is having major changes that's affecting, you know, thousands of people.
Yeah, big time. Like plans, like this plan is not working anymore.
So I'm here, though. I know for a fact there's plans being discontinued across the board from almost every insurance carrier. And it's affecting 70,000 people in Western New York. And then when they're going to try to sign up for a new plan, we're told that they're not taking appointments at some of these places and you're waiting in line. I've had people tell me they've sat on hold for 2 hours and they can't get anyone live on the phone to sign up for a new plan. It's
what a
nightmare.
What a mess.
Yeah, I can say this for my type of business, Brian. The last thing you want to do is call an insurance company and hope for the best, because that, especially in a time like you guys, I have 12 months to do what we have to do. You have 55 days. So the phone lines are probably lit up all day long at these companies and they don't have enough people to staff it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting calls from, you know, different assisted living facilities asking for help. I mean, we're getting calls from everywhere where plans are being discontinued.
Yeah. And some of the plans are some are being discontinued, but then some are like dropping hospitals, right? Am I saying that right?
Yeah. So Roswell Park is no longer going to be a network with Independent Health or Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield's HMO plans.
Right. That's a big deal.
It's a huge deal because some of these seniors are relying on those services to get their treatments. And now, you know, they've been on the same plan for 5 or 10 years. It's very difficult to switch insurance companies.
I had a client of mine call in, and now she's working with your team, and she's now a client of our Medicare team. But she said, like, I'm just sick and tired of every year the same plan changes or gets dropped, and then I have to go to a new plan. She was with the same company for many years, but every year she was like, it changes. And I'm like, I'm sick of it. I'm like, well, great. We have people that can help you that can do that for you.
The nice thing about working with us is that, you know, sometimes we do have people that need to change plans almost on an annual basis or semi-annual basis. But you have one point of contact. You have us at the Financial Guys, and we can help you with the customer service. We can assist you and guide you through the entire year if you need us on any bills you have that come in. So we make Medicare easy at the Financial Guys.
That's right.
And for those of you listening in Rochester, we can help you out there as well. But Buffalo, Batavia, I would say this, though, you cannot wait until, you know, what is it, last week of or first week of December or whatever?
So for the people that plans are being discontinued, you have until the end of the year. And a lot of people don't know that. So if your plan is discontinued, you have until December 31st.
Gotcha. But you need to get on our schedule right away.
Yes, our calendars are filled. And, you know, fortunately, unfortunately, you may have to wait until, you know, the week of Thanksgiving. But we will get you in. We will make sure that we do a complete analysis and make sure you have the best plan for your needs.
716-633-1515 if you need Brian and his team. Independent AHIP certified Medicare reps. And it is it's a little bit of a mess. So again, 716-633-1515. You can also go to our website, thefinancialguys.com.
God bless you for doing all that. It's a crazy time of year. We always say you get 55 days to make an annual decision. And if you don't get it in those 55 days, it can be problematic, not only for your health coverage, but also your pocketbook, right? I mean, you could be a real issue if you don't sign up right or you don't get the right plan. It could be a real problem.
Costs are going up. Cost of medications are going up. Thanks to our government, the drug deductibles and the medications is a complete nightmare as well, even if your plan's not being discontinued.
Whose fault was that, Brian?
It was Joe Biden's.
There you go. I got to get you in sometimes to get political. You try not to, but I got to do it.
He passed the Inflation Reduction Act. Yep. So yes, he's getting the blame.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. But no, everyone has a hand in it. The hospitals, the doctors, the pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, anytime it's government run, right? It's other people's money, and that's not, it never works.
Maybe it should just be totally free. Mike, this might be an idea. Everything is totally free because then there's no damage anywhere.
Most of it is free. That's
right.
The problem.
Right.
But it's not free, right? So somebody's paying for it.
And then you're waiting 6 months to get a doctor's appointment.
Right. Yeah, there you go. Right. Yeah. 803. Yeah, like Canada, right? Yeah. The Canadians, that healthcare. It's so wonderful. You talk to Canadian, we've done shows on this. Yeah. And of course, you know, we get a lot of Canadian listeners. And there's some that call in, the liberal Canadians, like, we've got the best healthcare program. And then the next Canadian will call in and be like, yeah, as long as you're not sick.
Yeah. It's so great they come here.
If you don't need an x-ray and MRI, it's great.
I broke my leg 8 months ago and I'm still waiting to see somebody. It's great.
Now it's healing wrong.
All right, we'll let you get back to work. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. It was an honor.
716-633-1515 if you need our help, we can help you. Appreciate it. So by the way, if you want to hop on board, 803-0930 *930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. And we do have joining us now, we've got Carl Calabrese, political analyst. And Carl, hey, thanks for spending some time with us and reaching out.
Well, thanks for having me and look forward to talking to you guys.
Yeah, so tell me, I mean, I guess it's open mic for you here. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about the disaster known as New York State and the finances, or the fact that we've got to beg for our money back here in Erie County? Where do we want to roll?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, New York State is a financial disaster. It's been an ongoing story for decades, and I don't see it changing anytime soon. Eventually, there'll be a day of reckoning. for the state, but I don't see it coming anytime soon. They'll continue to do the usual gimmicks and games they play to, you know, to off-budget things and delay the inevitable, but it will come. Unfortunately, it'll probably come when our children are going to be hit with the bill. But, you know, I mean, there's a lot going on. This race in New York City for mayor has got incredible economic and political implications if Mondani wins. I mean, he's going to he could probably single-handedly destroy the capital of world finance himself and destroy that city. And he's going to become the new face of the Democrat Party, and he'll continue to pull the party farther and farther left, just as Bernie Sanders and AOC and the Squad and the rest of them, you know, have been going in that direction anyways. But
Can I ask you a question on him, Carl?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I ask you a quick question? So obviously I can't speak as I'm one of their voters because I'm certainly not. But in terms of when you are, you know, pulling the lever for a candidate like that, in your brain, like what goes through these people's brains? Obviously freebies, I get all that. But like, do you think that his, and I've watched him speak a lot, he's not this dynamic speaker like that, like a Barack Obama was to me, right? But how do you pull the lever for that guy and think that his ideas are actually going to work?
Because the people who pull the lever for him actually think his ideas are going to work. Remember, we're dealing with a segment of the voting population, younger people, who have not been educated in economics, and whatever economics they've had tends to be towards socialism is good, capitalism is bad. You've got young people who've been, I won't even say educated, I'd say indoctrinated that, you know, America is a fundamentally flawed, racist country that's irredeemable. And so you've got a segment of the population, within, especially within the Democrat Party, that's how they look at the world. It's totally different than the way guys like you and I look at the world. But that's their background, and that's what they bring into the voting booth. Now, the question is, are they the majority? I would say in the Democrat Party, that wing right now accounts for 35 to 40% of the Democrat Party. It's a minority, but it's a large vocal minority. That's where the money comes from. That's where the elites reside, and that's where the energy comes from. Now, the question is, who votes in New York City? Only a very small percentage of folks voted in the primary. So it's possible, even though Mondani is up by anywhere from 12 to 20 points in the polls, that he could still lose based on people who come out to vote who didn't in the primary.
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you this, you know, from we have a very mobile society now, right? Like, you know, I always say 25 years ago when somebody moved to Florida, or 30 years ago, it was like, wow, they're gone, you know? I remember growing up at a time where we didn't have cell phones, and, you know, it was $5 a minute to be able to contact my my uncle that lived down in Florida, right? And now it's like, all right, well, we can FaceTime and we see each other, and so it's easier than ever to just get up and leave. And to me, what I've been watching is the fabric of America, I think, moving more conservative and literally moving, right? Like, you know, to just get up and say, I've had enough of New York, you can have it. And so New York State used to have, well, we've got this blue section and red. And then now it's like, okay, you keep that state, you can have New York, we'll take Florida and Texas, you can have California. What are your thoughts on it? This guy wins as the mayor, but does it motivate the Republican Party to grow even bigger on a national level?
Oh, I think so. In fact, I think that Donald Trump, he won't say this, but I think he would like to see Mondani win because he'll use him as a poster child. He'll use him as a foil going into the congressional elections.
I would think, too. I mean, there's got to be a lot of Republicans that are saying, such a bad thing.
Yeah, but, you know, you talk about the out-migration in New York. It's not just New York. It's almost every blue state in this country have been losing people to red states. And I'll tell you, if the trend continues, the 2030 census is going to be very, very painful for Democrats in terms of congressional seats. They could lose anywhere from 10, 12, 15 seats just from that out-migration from blue to red. So that's something worth keeping an eye on.
By the way, I called that years ago. People said, this is awful. I said, well, it might not be awful. There might be a path to some positivity here. And that was it, right? I've been saying, you win Florida, you win Texas, you're the president of the United States of America at some point. And that's where it's heading.
Carl, can I ask
you a whole bunch of purple states. There's a whole bunch of purple states that by 2030 could very well be deep blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Deep red.
Deep red. Deep red.
Yeah, that's
Carl. Let me ask you about the money side of things for a second with these types of candidates like Mamdani. So let's say he wins, and it looks likely that he may. And I know the answer, but I'm getting it from you here. Where does the money come from, and how does he ask for all that money, like free buses and government-run grocery stores? And, you know, I guess maybe he can take it from the police budget that he whacks because he doesn't want police on the streets. But where does it come from, and how does he actually go propose that to Albany or Kathy or whoever?
He could certainly take it from other budgets, like police. He could certainly go to Albany. Remember, the Senate and the Assembly in New York is controlled by Democrats, primarily progressive left Democrats. So he may have a receptive ear in those two bodies. She's already endorsed him. You know, she's scared to death of the primary coming up for her spot, scared to death of people from the left challenging her and voters from the left not voting for her. So he could receive a receptive ear in Albany. And then, of course, his plan is to tax the millionaires and billionaires. And I guarantee you, and you guys will agree with this, if you think the outmigration of money, capital, jobs, and people out of New York City has been, you know, significant up to this point, wait until he starts passing those taxes.
Isn't it funny, by the way, to hear Andrew Cuomo talk like a conservative? He's like, yeah. Oh, we can't do this. These people are going to leave. It's like, Andrew, where are you been, bud?
Yeah. Were you here? Well,
got 2020, religion. Better
Andrew?
Late than never.
Better late than never. Yeah. So, I mean, we're not going to hold you to it, but does Andrew have a shot at this? You were talking about people, you know, not coming out in the primary, but showing up for the general election.
Yeah, I mean, you know, polls don't vote. People do, and elections are about turnout. So that's the unknown. But every poll I'm looking at, the worst Mamdani does is a 12-point lead over Cuomo. The best he does is a 21-point lead over Cuomo. Now, if Curtis Sliwa were to withdraw, he's pulling about 15%. That could make it, that could deliver Cuomo. It could, or it could just make it a tighter race. I don't know if that's going to happen. But right now, you know, he's a pretty commanding, Mondani's pretty commanding position from a poll standpoint. And the other thing that concerns me is I read an article about a month ago about the Democratic Socialists of America's political operation in New York City. They have put together a textbook campaign of grassroots volunteers. On any given day, they have 50 to 60,000 people, they say, going door to door, registering voters, making phone calls, sending out mail. If they do indeed have that type of grassroots organization, that's what pulls people out to vote. And that could be, you know, under the radar screen advantage he has that people really haven't considered.
I think you said one thing before, which is important. It's energy, right? And it doesn't take that many people to, quote, be part of that energy. You know, when you look at the Democrat Party, you were saying 30 to 40% are this far left-wing wacko. I thought that was really high, but I'm thinking, wow, is it really that high?
Well, think about this. Think about this. A few years ago, we had a race for mayor in Buffalo, and you had an avowed member of the Democrat Socialists of America, India Walton, running. And I've said this to many people, especially my Democrat friends. If anybody would have told us before that election that India Walton is a member of the Democrat Socialists of America, could get 40% of Buffalo's vote in a general election, a city that we've always been told is a more conservative, moderate Democrat city, ethnic, religious, blue collar, we would have said, you're crazy. What are you smoking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But she got 40% of the vote. So I don't think 35 or 40% is off target.
Yeah,
by
no,
that much.
No, you're probably right, but it's funny because it doesn't take that many people to change. You know, human beings are followers, right? So, you know, I read a study. This was when you know when they were making everybody wear the face diapers for COVID, and it said that if 3 out of 10 people walked into a grocery store or more without a mask, that number would go from 3 to 7 or 8, because there's 4 or 5 people that don't agree with it, but they're just, you know, they're just there to appease people. They don't have the stones to take it off, right? So it was basically 2 out of 10 were driving the other, you know, the majority to like, it just doesn't take that many people to lead. And that's why, you know, it's so important to get involved and volunteer and get out there. Just doing this radio show for 25 years, I can't tell you how many times people will call and leave messages and they'll say, you should do this. And I'm like thinking, why don't you do it? Why do I have to do it? Right. But, you know, like I get it, but it doesn't take that many people to you know, be proactive to
believe. No, a small percentage of organized, passionate, you know, people can really drive the majority by the virtue of that, by virtue of that energy. And you cited a good example with the face masks.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the Democrat Party is losing the base of hardworking union folks, right? And I can tell you that a lot of, I'm 51 years old, and you know, a lot of my buddies who were and still are union members, electricians, plumbers, you know, I went to college, got a degree in finance and economics. They went on to get their certifications. They were true Democrats handing out flyers 30 years ago. Like, hey, these folks are supporting my wages, and they are so far away from that right now. They, you know, they make me look like Obama. I start having conversations with them. I'm like, what happened to you, man? But they get it, right? That party.
I've got a friend who's president of one of the major local blue collar unions. He's beside himself. He's totally perplexed on how many of his union members have voted for Trump in all three elections that Trump has run in. I tell him, why are you surprised? Just look at the positions the party has taken. It's quite clear. It's not conjecture anymore. There's been a realignment in the two parties of this country. The Democrats have now become the party of big business, finance, Wall Street, entertainment, high tech, the two coastal areas. And Republicans are getting more and more blue collar, ethnic, and Hispanic people that you never would have thought of that 10 years ago. But the parties have totally realigned. That brings problems for both parties. I mean, the Republican Party now has a whole new constituency that comes to it with different needs. And how the party reacts to those needs and still keeps its governing principles in place is going to be interesting to watch. But the Democrats, I think, are in a more serious position. They've got a real civil war brewing between their progressive left that feels they're on the verge of taking over control from the oldsters like Schumer and Pelosi and those folks. And the next generation of Democrats that get into higher office, if you think this group of the oldsters are progressive left, wait till you see what's coming.
Yeah. Hey, Carl, thanks for spending some time with us, buddy. We really appreciate
it. Enjoyed it. Thank you.
All right, man. Have a great day.
On the other side here, we're going to talk to Joe DeMarco from Wings Event, I guess.
Yeah. Wings of Hope. Yeah.
Wings of Hope Event. Yep. Talk to him, and then we're going to talk about the craziness of Donald Trump making some changes to the East Wing and the chaos that's ensued with that. So stay with us right here on the David Bellavia Show on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
We got to go out to Joe DeMarco. I wanted to bring Joe in. Joe's the president of Wings of Hope. And do we have Joe on the live line?
Yes, I'm here.
Joe, thanks for joining us. I know we did the Cigar Festival live from your place out in Orchard Park there a few weeks ago. We were had the opportunity to bring you on, and you have been, you really helped a very close friend of my family, young man who unfortunately recently passed away of brain cancer, Max Williams, and very close to my daughter. But you guys were awesome at bringing him back and forth to Minnesota, and the family was just so grateful. And so I said, we got to figure out how to help these guys more. And I know you've got some goals and some things that you're trying to do to be able to, you know, work with kids and bring them back and forth and get them help. And maybe you could just share some stories on Wings of Hope and then what you're trying to do. And then, you know, we could talk about the plane fund as well.
Yeah, Max, when I met you with Maxton's, unfortunately, sad situation to meet you like that. But you know, we did what we could for the family, you know, flying them back to Minneapolis. And, for people that don't know, we provide patients and their families that need to care. And it really doesn't matter what their means are. I mean, we fly. It doesn't matter if if you have money or you don't have money. If you're sick, you really shouldn't get on a regular plane. So we're providing a free, germ-free flight. And actually, I'm in Teterboro right now. We're here on a regular basis for hospitals out here, Memorial Sloan Kettering and Hospital for Special Surgery. So, you know, we're lucky in Buffalo. We have great hospitals, but there's other care that's not available in Buffalo, and that's where we come in.
Could you share the story about the wedding you were just in?
No, it wasn't a wedding I was in. It was,
Didn't somebody ask you to be in the wedding? The young lady that you brought back and forth?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, asked her to give her away at her wedding. Yeah, that was pretty special. So she was 17 years old. She found out she had a serious health condition and didn't look good for a while. And she ended up getting her transplant and she asked me to give her away. So that's one of the things we get out of being a volunteer pilot, you know, the rewards of helping people. And I think the thing I'm most proud of is we all volunteer. I mean, Wings doesn't own anything except for two planes. So everything we get goes right to our mission. And we don't expect any we don't accept any money from anybody we're flying. So there's some sad ones like Maxton, but, you know, some of the happy ones. We're flying two little guys with neuroblastoma now out to Sloan Kettering. And anybody that follows us on Facebook, you'll see their pictures. These kids, I didn't tell Lucas I was going to let him fly on the way home, but on the way out, he asked me a couple times if I could please go upside down. I said, I don't think your mom would like that. So cute. Then he asked me if I could please go upside down. I said, no. But on the way home, after I got out of New York's airspace, I had him come up and just to see a kid who's just had major surgery, a smile on his face. So a couple of days later, his buddy Everett came home. They actually had him in the same room at MSK. And I didn't even have the plane start, and he asked if he could be the co-pilot today. And I said, well, you have to give me a little time to get out of New York's airspace here. It's a little hectic. So then, just to see these kids come up and smile. And the parents are so appreciative. You know, if anybody with cancer, you really shouldn't get on a regular plane because being around all the germs and everything is not a good idea. So, you know, I've been doing this for 21 years, and, you know, half the people in our community have no idea what we do. So, you know, we're on the news, we advertise. And so this helps so much if we could help one family learn about our service. And it's Wings Flights of Hope.
Yeah,
hope a few times there actually is hope.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're Buffalo born, and we're the only one in Western New York, and we're the only one doing this type of free flights.
Yeah, wingsflights.org, right?
Correct.
Wings Flights. Okay, so you're trying to just explain what you're trying to do. You're trying to buy a new plane, right, to be able to bring these kids back and forth.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Yeah. Yep, we're getting close and we're getting excited. We're launching a social media campaign this weekend. We have about 650,000. What we want to do is we have a Piper Malibu and we want to upgrade that to a Piper Meridian. So it would give us it's a jet prop instead of a piston engine. So we could, you know, climb twice as fast, go about 80 miles an hour faster. So with our patients, to get them there faster and to be able to climb above weather, you know, living in Buffalo, everybody knows how cloudy it is half the time. So yep. Just to be able to get above the weather in half the time would be so important. You know, we'll be able to climb at 2,000 feet a minute instead of 1,000 feet a minute. So we're getting close. We're at 650,000. We need about $1 million in our plane. So we're hoping with this campaign, there might be somebody knowing, hey, this is exactly what we want to do to try to upgrade the plane and see what their donation, what a difference it could make.
Now to donate, they would go to wingsflight.org. Is that right?
Yep, correct. And, you know, we have some nice videos on there. If anybody wants to learn more about us, there's plenty of videos. There's an upworthy one. They had like 10 million views, and that led us to being on the Pickler and Ben show down in Nashville. And that was very nice. And, you know, got some awareness from that. But it's just hard to understand how many, so many people in Buffalo don't really know what we do.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. We're going to continue to fight and help you get the word out. I would ask our listeners, boy, even if it's $10, $5, do me a favor, go to wingsflight.org and help these folks out. I'm going to tell you this, we've got the best, WBEN's got the best listeners in the world, I believe that. And every time we ask for help, there's folks that, you know, the community's just full of givers, and they're going to help, and we're going to help, and we're going to continue to fight to try to get you this new airplane. It's going to be pretty cool. So
yeah, and that's what most of our donations are. We don't have any really big supporters. It's all just our community. I remember 21 years ago when we had like 1,200 people. My wife, we were like overwhelmed, and my wife said, there's a sign somewhere, City of Good Neighbors, and we are truly blessed to be in a community like Buffalo. The other air charities, they don't have the turnout we have. They have big supporters in the big cities, but they don't have the 1,000 people that come out and support you on a smaller basis. And just proud to be in Western New York and lucky to have the support of our community.
Yep. Awesome. Joe DeMarco, thanks, buddy. Wings of Hope, wingsflight.org. If you can help them out at all, $10, $100, $5, whatever it is, they would appreciate it. And then Wings of Hope. And if you can, you know, I'm sure you're always looking for folks to volunteer and help you. And so go to the website, and I'm sure they'd love to hear from you. Joe, thanks so much, buddy. And I know we're going to get you on Saturday's show.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate the chance to get the word out there.
Yeah, God bless you, bud. Keep up the fight.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Joe. It's pretty crazy, Mike, when you look at, you know, you don't think about this stuff until it impacts you. And your story, obviously, you shared with me a few weeks ago. It's just how many young kids, and not that it doesn't matter at any age, but kids especially, it's just like that they have to go through that, and they have to, you know, the help they need. And an organization like that's awesome because it's expensive.
Talking to Max's dad, and he was talking about, you know, you don't realize like how obviously your life is turned upside down, right? And then to be able to just get on a plane like that and to be able to go and then be back, you know, it's that one less thing that you're sort of worried about, right? You got a million things on your mind, a million things to worry about. So I would say, look at, if you had the chance, if you can, for my buddy, Max, go Max, wingsflight.org, even if it's $10, $50, $100, whatever it is, man, I would personally appreciate that, and I would thank everybody in Western New York who has the resources and the ability to be able to do that. Again, one last time, wingsflight.org.
Do you want to bring Beamer? Are you still there? I was going to bring you in to talk a little bit about the work being done on the White House. If you're still there, are you there?
Well, is this a cult meeting, guys? Is this for
yes, the Lighthouse,
the White House, the White House, the White House, the White House. No, not like, the White House. No.
Lighthouse.
No. So. As you probably know, Beamer, the Trump is making a nice big ballroom at the White House, and the left is now acting as if he just knocked down the whole White House and
big,
never putting it back.
Beautiful ballroom.
They never show the picture in context. They make you think like that they tore down the front of the White House. It's never in context. And you know, then we have the county executive yesterday saying that we're all in a cult and that we need help. That's what he's doing on our tax dollars time. He's calling the people that disagree with him cult members.
Yeah. Did you, by the way, can we play that video of what they did when Obama changed the White House?
Oh yeah. I can pull that. Yeah.
Obama spent 300 and something million taxpayer dollars, right? Where Donald Trump went out, he did some of his own money, and then he went out and got donations, so it wasn't on the taxpayer. But it's so funny how these left-wing radicals had absolutely zero problem. The media loved it when Obama did it. Let's play this.
And by the way, real quick on that too, they had no problem when he spent whatever billion amount of dollars he spent on a what is it, the library that still isn't done. That was okay too.
Oh yeah, that's fine. Yeah, there, listen to media here.
Sounds like they're building another wing to the White House, but we appreciate you keeping your focus.
Strategic. It's going to happen for the next 2 years. Yes. All the banging, the jackhammering, the dust, the confusion, the noise of all places to do construction is happening right here, the front lawn of the White House.
Wow. Fun.
This is during Obama.
Near renovation project.
No problem there, Joe. They love that.
By the way, so excited. Yes. So excited. Can you believe this is amazing? You know, 2 years of construction, smiles. You know, you had TJ there, and we all know how his career in television ended. You know, everything. And then now, I mean, yesterday you had this big story breaking out in the NBA. And what's CNN on their inside politics with Dana Bash? What they spend the whole hour just showing videos of the East Wing getting torn down in four. Scott Jennings must have been missing yesterday. Four libs just sitting there telling us how awful it is for an hour.
Did you hear Steve? We played in the first hour. We talked about the first. Did you hear Stephen A's comments about how Trump's now just going after athletes in the WNBA? That's their new take.
Yeah, you know, I didn't know that Trump had control of the FBI 2 years ago when this investigation started.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's right. Well, right. Yeah, but he's a king. I think he can backdate his powers.
That's
now.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. I forgot. He is the king, right. And Eric and Don are princes in the in waiting.
Yeah, that's right.
This is great, though. You'll love this, Beamer, and then we'll talk a little bit about your show here. So Chelsea Clinton tweets, the erasure of the East Wing isn't just about marble or plaster. It's about President Trump, again, taking a wrecking ball to our heritage while targeting our democracy and the rule of law. So Donald Trump Jr. about an hour ago tweets, LOL, your parents tried stealing furniture and silverware from the White House. And let's not talk about the intern. Sit this one out. I think it's perfectly well said, though, right? I mean, not only did they try and take the furniture, the woman also tried to clean out. What was it? 30,000 emails? 60,000 emails? Like, no, come on, guys. Come on.
It's amazing to me how just how tone deaf, not only tone deaf, but just how like reality deaf they are. You know, like we hear Polling Cars and we know he's in his own world. But the fact that you have people that are that, they don't realize what that sounds like. Like they think that we forgot the, you know, 30 years ago. It's amazing that they've gotten as far as they had when really they can't read a room. They can't read the nation, as we're so clear of looking at polling.
Oh, yeah. Looking at polling and looking at moving. I mean, that's how crazy it is, right? People are literally getting up and leaving where they're from, moving to other states because they're so sick and tired of it. I mean, you're talking about millions of people that migrated from New York to Florida because, a little bit of it's the weather. I can tell you, though, a lot of people really don't like, you know, 90 degrees and 100% humidity, right? They would right. much... these are the same folks. Many of them have said, you know, we see them every day with the money. We deal with their money. That's like, you know, boy, I'd really like to just, you know, leave here a little bit in the winter but be here most of the time for the weather. But they're so sick and tired of the left wing liberal agenda getting rammed down their throat and paying for the garbage. Right. These are the folks paying for it.
Well, guys, there's a reason that the Bills game on Sunday in Charlotte will sound like a home game. Most of those people. Now, right. The one thing that bothers me is you'll have people that will leave because of the policy, and then they'll move to places like North Carolina and continue to vote for the policy that ran them out of New York State. What are you thinking?
Some of them. But I'll tell you what, if you look at the numbers, and I use Florida as an example because we've got offices down in Florida, and one of our Florida offices, she said, this is years ago, she said, Mike, oh, you're going to send all these New Yorkers down and they're going to ruin my state. And last year we were at a dinner party and I'm drinking a little wine with her, having fun, and we're all together. And it was a bunch of us from our Buffalo office. And I said, her name was Regina. I said, Regina, you're welcome. She said, what are you talking about? I said, well, we sent you all our good folks. And if you look at Florida had more registered Democrats than Republicans, you know, 8-9 years ago. And now it's the opposite, right? Now it's so red, it's turning.
And it's not even close.
It's funny. Ours. We forget how close DeSantis' first election was and 2016. It's when Florida was called for Trump in 2016, that's when we kind of started feeling like, wow, something's going on here. And ever since that night, Florida has not looked back.
Yeah, Florida has not looked back, and it's because the people move there. Now, you're right. There is some of these, you know, left-wing wackos that move there, like AOC's mom, to avoid the New York State taxes. But I'll tell you, it's two out of three are they think, like, you know, conservative, and they're changing these states. And
who was it, Pelosi, that had, like, a second residence in Florida or something? One of them. It's like, oh, well.
She tried to, and they were trying to push her out. Yeah. Hey, Beamer, what's on the agenda for your show?
Hey, well, so in the first segment, you know, Josh Collins is running a write-in campaign. We had him on Hardline a few weeks ago in Hamburg. One of the developers just wants to clear the air on some things that Josh Collins said to Susan and Brian. So he's going to come on at 1 o'clock. At 1:30, my assemblyman, Paul Bologna, will join us to update us on what's going on in Albany. Tim talked about the electrification from 9 to 11. Paul's going to give us an update on that. And now you're seeing, I mean, I guess better late than never, fellas. You are seeing some moderate Democrats actually say, maybe we need to put the pause. I would like to say just get rid of the whole thing. But they're saying maybe we need to put a pause on the electrification. We'll talk to Paul about that. And then in the second hour, I've got a few things to talk about in the second hour, but it will end with what is the sexiest song of all time to get us into the weekend.
All right.
Really? Is there like a genre, like it is a rock or just whatever?
No, just when it's you and that special someone, what song do you like to flip on the old stereo system?
All right.
All right.
Yeah, I know the show's taking a turn in the final segment. I'm just
saying. Yeah.
My vote would be I Can't Drive 55 by Van Halen.
All right. Right on.
I Can't Drive 55. Every time I hear that song, though, I just think of Marty walking up to Biff's casino and Back to the Future,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes. Hey, real quick, Beamer, but I don't know if you're talking about this in your show, but what are your thoughts about Mom Donnie down there in New York City?
You know, I'm one of these people. My dad laughs at me. I'm one of these, you know, I'm very optimistic till the end. I hear, you know, the panic. And I still think we're going to have an election day miracle. I can't believe I'm saying Cuomo's a miracle, but you get my point. I think the corporations, the money people, I think they'll have the final say. But if not, guys, I mean, we can look at this, you know, if not, Trump's going to make sure, you know, nothing catastrophic happens because deep in his heart, he still loves New York. And number two, Mamdani being the face of the Democrat Party, which he would be as mayor of New York. I mean, I think that helps Republicans in 2026.
Oh, yeah. It destroys the Democrats.
Well, and it's not just him campaigning around with AOC, too. It's beautiful. I mean, it really is a beautiful sight to see for us. But
yeah, him and Bernie.
Bernie, too.
Bernie's got three houses, so he's got a lot to maintain, but he's still out there.
He doesn't fly private either. He doesn't fly commercial. He only flies private.
No, none of them do. Except for RFK and Cheryl Hines. They do fly commercial. Yeah.
That's right.
All right. You have a good show, buddy. Appreciate all you do here.
Enjoy the game, too. Enjoy the game, man.
I mean, I don't know how at 2-5 the Hokies are favored, but let's hope they show up. They're celebrating the 25th anniversary of Enter Sandman tonight at Lane Stadium. So it's going to be a chilly one. It's going to be 39 degrees, but we'll bundle up and can't wait to watch some Hokie football.
All right, get back to Buffalo in the 40 degrees here, too, whenever you get a chance. So come on back.
I'll be getting back as fast as I can on Saturday.
All right, sounds good. All right, folks, that'll do us for us today on the David Bellavia Show. Mike Spirazza, Mike Lomas, the financial guys. Thanks again for listening. If you need us throughout the week, 833-FIN-GUYS. Go Bills Sunday, 1 o'clock against the Carolina Panthers. Have a great weekend, and we will see you soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.